afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Thayer High School. We're ready for SCA girls basketball action as the Thayer Lady Bobcats take on the Houston Lady Tigers here in game number two of the SCA season for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They're 7-4 on the year, 0-1 in conference play. Of course, they lost to Willow Springs, a game you heard right here on K-Country 95 last week. But the Thayer Lady Bobcats are coming off a pretty impressive win over Dora last Friday night. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you by the FMBC Community Bankers, along with State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare, Orthopedic in West Plains, Century 21, Combs and Associates in Thayer, the Peace Inn of Thayer, Shelter Insurance and Directment of West Plains, the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, and Dr. Mike Kersey, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, and Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home and West Plains. It's the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Houston Lady Tigers here at the Thayer High School Gym. Pretty good crowd has already gathered. JV game is just completed. As we told you earlier today, they just played a half of JV. Thayer gets the win there, 29-17. They hope to keep the winning ways going into game number two here tonight. Well, let's step away. We'll be back with the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Lady Bobcat pregame show in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FMBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FMBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FMBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FMBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And back here at the Thayer High School, the captains meeting in midcourt, getting ready for tonight's game. Thayer Lady Bobcats, I mentioned, 7-4 on the year, coming off of a good win on Friday night. They went over to Dora and beat the Lady Falcons. That's a pretty good Dora Falcons basketball team. So Lady Bobcats, I talked to Coach Denny Young earlier. He said, you know, we played really well at times, didn't play real well at times, but good enough to get a win over a pretty good Dora team on the road. And, of course, the Thayer Lady Bobcats, just glad to be back home. Here on the home hardwood, I believe this is only the second home game that they played so far this year. And they got some coming up. Of course, they'll be here all next week as the Thayer Winter Classic gets underway on Monday. We're about 4 minutes away from the tip. We're going to take another timeout. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Lady Bobcat Halftime Show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with your starting lineup.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Doniphan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm. The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Do
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Athera High School getting ready for our game tonight. Both teams still out on the court taking their warm-ups. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First up for the Houston Lady Tigers, they are 9-5 on the year. The Lady Tigers are coached by Lindsay Vermillion. And they'll start with the sophomore, Olivia Kreitz, wearing number 12. Number 14 is Alaya Walker, wearing number 14. She's a junior. Hannah Zurich wears number 20. She's a senior. Angie Smith, the sophomore, number 21. And number 33, Carly Curtis, the junior in the middle. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it's two freshmen in that starting lineup tonight. It'll be Maddie Donahue, the junior. Abby Bowers, the freshman, along with Callie Johnston, the senior. Haley Larson, the junior. And freshman Hadley Meyer. We're going to step away. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Thayer Bobcat pregame show, Lady Bobcat pregame show. We'll step away. We'll be back with your tip-off in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grewball Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, and thank you for joining us here on the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Lady Bobcat pregame show. We're just about ready as we're getting ready to announce the starting lineups here. The Houston Lady Tigers will be the first to announce. They are the visitors here on the Thayer Hardwood. They'll wear the black uniforms trimmed with the red and the red numbers and letters. Let's run down that lineup for you again. It is Olivia Kreitz, a sophomore, wearing number 12. Number 14, Alaya Walker, a junior, wears number 14. Hannah Zurich, number 20. Number 21, Angie Smith. And number 33, Carly Curtis, the big junior. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, again, Callie Johnson, Maddie Donahue, Abby Bowers, the freshman, Haley Larson, the junior, and freshman Hadley Meyer. And I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcats helping to bring, or Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, the Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, along with Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Springs, Penny Lane Accounting, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Jack Barton in Thayer and Olson, Willow Springs Realty, Sutherland Cornelius, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, along with Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric, the Steak and Shake of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, the Alton Bank, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, and Allen Supported Living in Thayer. That's your Thayer Lady Bobcat Boosters helping to make the game possible for you tonight here on the Ecom Sports Network. Both teams taking the floor, and we are ready, a two-man officiating crew here for you tonight at the Thayer High School. In the Thayer JV winner tonight as they beat Houston 29-17. They only played a half, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats control the tip and immediately get into the half-court offset. They go, or the offense, they go on the left side to Maddie Donahue. She holds it over there. Now looking for the outlet, brings it out to the top of the key to Bowers. Abby backs it up. The freshman will handle it most of the time. Houston looks like want to play a little man-to-man defense here. Thayer with it on the outside. Larson on the wing, out around the three-point line. Dribbles twice, gives it out front to Meyer. Now over to Callie Johnson on the wing. Callie back on top to Bowers. Bowers steps to the elbow, couldn't get a shot away. Feeds it to a cutter in the lane. That is Donahue on the left side. She shoots and scores the layup. Maddie Donahue with the first 2 points of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And here comes Houston. That's a pretty good Houston team. They are 9-5 on the year. They pound the ball into the middle to Curtis. She goes up and scores. Carly Curtis got a nice bounce pass feed. And Houston came with a little bit of full court pressure. Lady Bobcats break it. Got it down to Donahue on the right side corner. He is double-teamed out there, looking to power way down the baseline. Now got to get rid of it. Does out to Bowers for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Houston and a foul. Got to be called on the Lady Bobcats. Maddie Donahue tried to reach in there and take that ball away from Olivia Curtis. And she's called for the foul. So Donahue with the first foul and the first bucket for Thayer. We're tied at two. Houston coming the other way with the ball. No pressure in the backcourt by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They'll play that 1-3-1 matchup. Houston with it on the left side. Alaya Walker tries to feed it back out front. Ball is stolen by Bowers. Debbie going to the basket. Counted on the layup. Bowers with her first two of the night. A little bit of backcourt pressure now by Thayer. Houston breaks it across the timeline with Zurich. Zurich goes to the right side to Kreitz. Well, baseline jumper is up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Scramble after it and is picked up by Hadley Meyer for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Off to Callie Johnson. Johnson up the middle of the floor, gives it to Donahue. Fakes right, moves left. Strong move into the lane, shoots and scores. Maddie Donahue with four early, and Thayer up four at 6-2. Houston going to the high post with it on the offensive end. A little dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Shot is up by Kreitz. No good, and rebound to Thayer. Oh, they got the lead out in front. Donahue outruns everybody to the bucket. And Coach Vermillion wants a timeout for Houston. 8-2, Thayer Lady Bobcats out to the early lead. 5:59 to go in the first quarter. There's a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats have gotten out of the gate fast here at home. 2 minutes into the first quarter, they lead it 8-2 over the Houston Lady Tigers. Houston, call that timeout. Got to restructure a little bit. They feed it on the left side. Got it to Walker. Goes all the way down the baseline, all the way through under the lane, under the bucket. Brings it out on the left side. Kicks it outside. Three-point shot is an air ball. No good. Rebound, Houston. Back up, no. And there is Walker again. Got their own rebound. Takes it to the right side on the baseline. Now backs it out front. They go high post to Kreitz. Kreitz on the left side. Little three-point shot is on the way. No good. Rebound off to Larson for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. Now Larson backs it back out. And Thayer will reset the offense with a six-point lead. Larson to the right side. Hands it off to Abby Bowers. Bowers. Freshman will take it out to the top of the key. Very poised for a freshman. Gives it out now to Callie Johnson top. She wanted to take a three shot. Didn't. Pass on the left side. Controlled by Donahue. Number 21 got out there in the passing lane. Smith almost stole that ball. Donahue handles it now out on the floor. Gives it to Larson. Larson down the middle of the lane. Little pull-up jumper on the right side. No good. Rebound to Meyer, and she's going to get fouled before the putback. Hadley Meyer with a nice offensive rebound. Fouls on number 20, Hannah DeZurich. That'll be the first team foul on the Houston Tigers. Each team now with one. Thayer inbound under the bucket. They'll give it to Bowers on a pop-out. Three-pointer in the corner. It's good! Abby Bowers with a quick trigger on a three. The Lady Bobcat freshman's got five early. And with 4:49 to go in the quarter, they're out to a 9-point lead. Houston with it. Right side corner to Walker. Walker, long shot. No good. Rebound going to go off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Houston will trigger it in down under the bucket, just to the right side of the glass. Number 14, Alaya Walker, will trigger it to Junior. Holds it high. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Brings it out front. That is Kreitz. She'll shoot the 18-footer, and it's good. Kreitz with the 18-footer for the bucket. She's got 12. Sophomore. Or actually, she's got two. She wears number 12. Thayer coming the other way. Bowers attacking the basket. Shot is no good. Rebound Meyer, and she's going to get tied up. And possession to belong to the Houston Tigers. So Houston with an opportunity here to score two in a row. They trail by seven, trying to climb back into the game midway through the first quarter. They've got it out on top. Bounce it down to the left side corner for Walker. Walker dribbles out to the wing. Now they go high post to Kreitz at the free throw line. Gives it back outside. Now to Smith. Smith down the right side of the lane. Pops it out in the corner to Smith for a shot no good. And a rebound is going to be a foul on Houston. Number 14, Elia Walker, going to be called for a push. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball with 4:03 to go. In the first quarter, leading 11-4. A little bit of full-court pressure now by the Lady Tigers. Thayer will break it easily. Meyer got up near midcourt, gives it to Callie Johnson. Now she'll step it across the timeline. Thayer lobbing it to Meyer. Just inside the lane, kicks it back outside. Larson for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Callie Johnson had the rebound, gets tied up. And the hell ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. On the alternating possession rule, 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Thayer inbounds to Bowers, wide open under, or Johnson wide open under the bucket, and she misses the shot. And a rebound taken by Houston. I mean, point blank, Kelly, I think she was surprised she was as open as she was. Houston back in the half court set. Got the ball to Kreitz. Kreitz, a dribble drive down the middle of the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound. Houston going back up. We're going to get a foul. That's going to be on Hadley Meyer of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. No, they called on Callie Johnson. Meyer acted like they were going to call it on her, but they called it on Johnson. That'll be number one on Callie Johnson. At the line, shooting two for the Houston Lady Tigers. Number 33, that is Carly Curtis. She hits the first one. She's got 3 points now. Houston back to within six. Second shot is up. No good. Rebound up the hands of Houston out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Number 21, Angie Smith, made a nice move to get around the defender down there. Now Thayer coming against the pressure. Bowers in the backcourt. Cross courses it to Larson. Larson back to Callie Johnson. And she gets it across the timeline to Bowers. Now Thayer in a half-court set. They'll swing on the left side. Larson tries up another three. That one's off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Bowers. Bowers goes to the bucket. Count it and one. Abby Bowers, very aggressive here tonight. She's got 7 first-quarter points. And she'll go the line and shoot for a third. Olivia Curtis, number 12, call for the foul. Or excuse me, Olivia Kreitz. I'll get my Kreitz and Curtis straightened out here in a minute. Bowers hits the free throw. Bowers with 8 points in the first quarter. Donahue's got 6. Thayer leads at 14-5 over Houston. Lady Tigers with it. Out front is Walker. Swings it down to the corner. Here's a long shot. Walker got it back. Rebound is off to Kreitz, and she puts it back up and in. Well, Houston got the offensive rebound and back. They've had a couple of those tonight. Thayer working against the pressure, and they bounce it across the timeline to Bowers. Bowers swings it down the right corner to Donahue. Donahue double team. Kicks it out front to Callie Johnson with 2:40 to go. In the first quarter, Thayer up 7. They'll lob one down to Meyer. Meyer trying to kick it out in the corner. And the ball's deflected down of bounds, so off the hands of Houston. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 2:37 to go. In the first quarter here at the Thayer High School Gym. Inbound to Bowers. Bowers gives it to Donahue for 3 out of the corner. That's no good. Meyer with a rebound throws it back up. No. And rebound is tipped out of bounds by Kreitz for Houston. Lucky she didn't get called for an over-the-back foul right there. A lot of contact, but she tipped it and went out of bounds. Thayer inbound it. Now they got it to Bowers. Bowers for 3 out of the right corner. That one skims off the rim. No good. And Meyer saves it from going out of bounds, but right to the Lady Tigers. And they've got a 2-on-1 going the other way, and the layup is good. Number 20, Zurich, hits the layup. Houston back to within 5 now. Thayer with the ball. Donahue going hard across the lane. pulls up at the elbow, switches, going back inside, lays it up and in. Maddie Donahue with 8 points in the first quarter. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back up 7. Houston with the ball. Left side, now they get it to Kreitz at the elbow. One dribble, gives it back out front for Walker. Walker back to Kreitz, and now back to Zurich. Zurich top of the key, swings it on the right side to Angie Smith. Back out on top now to Zurich. Right side, who is a travel, no call. Houston with it. They get into the lane for Walker. Walker back outside, 3-point tries. Good! All they call it a 2. Had her foot straddled the line. That was Smith with the 2-point shot. Houston back within 5. Thayer with it. Got it across the timeline to Meyer. Meyer off to Larson. Drives down the left side of the lane. Hanging jumper in the air. No, but a foul on the rebound. That'll be on Callie Johnson. That's number 2 on Callie. Callie didn't have the inside position. Tried to tip that ball up in the air. She's called for a 2nd foul. And Jaylee Haven will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Jaylee had a nice game in the JV tonight. By the way, Thayer Lady Bobcats won the JV game 29-17. Houston with it here. It's a bad pass. Stolen by Larson for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with a 2-on-2. They tried to go on and waited too long to pass it to Bowers. And the ball stolen back by Houston. Here they come on the run. Got it over on the left side. Nice penetration and dish to Carly Curtis, who hits the layup. They are getting in the backcourt, working against the pressure. Bowers with it. Got over to Larson. Back to Bowers. Now across the timeline to Haven. Haven up the right side. Gives it to Donahue. We're under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Bowers, pull-up jumper at the free throw line. No good. Rebound. Donahue going back up strong. Couldn't get it to drop. Rebound gets on the floor. Taken by Kreitz for Houston. Then we get a hell ball. And the possession belonged to the Houston Lady Tigers with 36 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Thayer leads it by 3. They've led by as many as 9. Resilient Houston Lady Tiger team. They just keep battling. And here comes Houston with the basketball. They'll swing it down the left corner. That is, well, they get it now back outside to Zurich. Zurich is off to Angie Smith. Long 3-point shot. No good. Rebound comes out long. Run down by Houston with 19 seconds to play. Walker gives it on top to Smith. Smith, left side, now inside to Curtis. Nice move. Shot is blocked by Meyer. Thayer with a loose ball coming the other way. Larson pulls it up with 7. Looking for an outlet. Got it to Bowers with 4. Down to Meyer. Wide open under the bucket for the layup. Hadley Meyer puts the Thayer Lady Bobcats back up by 5. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, 18-13. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Houston Lady Tigers. We'll be back to the Thayer High School in just 1 minute. With your second quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
Whether you're ready to buy or looking to sell, a RE/MAX agent can help every step of the way. With a RE/MAX agent by your side, you get the experienced pro who can help you along the way. This is Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent. Every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats sprinting out to an 18-13 lead over the Houston Lady Tigers here after one quarter play at the Thayer High School. And there was a nice steal, and Larson found Hadley Meyer under the bucket, who hit the layup with 1 second left in the first quarter for Thayer, up by 5. Lady Bobcats with the ball here to start the second. Bowers with it out on top, swings it over to Haven. Haven now on top to Meyer. Meyer goes to Larson, now back out to Bowers. Bowers wanting to go to the bucket all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. Abby Bowers already in double figures with 10 tonight for the Lady Bobcats. And here comes Houston, a little bit of backcourt pressure by Haven. Houston brings it up across the timeline. They'll swing it on the left side for Walker. Walker going in the lane, throws up a shot, no good. But a foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the shot. She'll go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on Haven. Number 5, the sophomore for the Lady Bobcats, picks up her first. That'll be team foul number 4 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Just underway here in the second quarter. And first free throw is up and no good for number 14, Aliyah Walker. The junior has not scored in the game. Houston's led by Carly Curtis with five. Four for Olivia Kreitz, two for Zurich, and two for Smith. And second free throw is up, no good. Rebound volleyed around, taken by Bowers for Thayer. Got it out to Larson. Larson pulls up, waits for her teammates to get set, and they start the half-court offense. Bowers with it now out on top. Takes it to the right side, feeds it over there to Haven. Haven looking inside at Donahue, not open, gives it to Meyer from the elbow. Her jumper is no good, and a foul on Haven. On the rebound, Jaylee just picked up her second. Haven picks up her second foul. Comes with 7 minutes to go in the first half and a substitution. Now Haley will Haven will check out. And number 15 checking in, that is Katie Pounders, Lady Bobcat Jr. Well, Thayer up seven, Houston with the ball. That is team foul number five on the Lady Bobcats. Houston goes to Kreitz, leads it back outside to Angie Smith, and now back on top to Zurich. Zurich back down the corner. This time it is Smith with it down there. Gives it outside and gets it right back. Leads it around the horn. Left side now to Walker in the corner. Back out to the wing for Zurich. Zurich got to the free throw circle. Now gives it to Kreitz at the elbow. She'll fire up a shot. That is no good. Rebound, Katie Pounders for Thayer. And Katie almost threw it away. The ball's going to go off. Oh, it's off the Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Thought that ball bounced off the Lady Tigers' leg. But they say no. So Pounders got the rebound, then kind of panicked. Made a bad outlet pass. Houston inbound it. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. Going to have to hurry. They finally got it in five. Kreitz out around the three-point line. Swings across court. Now throws it away. Out of bounds on the left side. Number 21, Angie Smith. Couldn't quite corral it for it. Went out of bounds right in front of the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench. And that's where Thayer will end inbound it. Coach Denny Young gives his Lady Bobcats instructions what he wants to see done on this offensive possession. They swing the ball to Pounders on the right side wing. Pounders goes out top to Donahue. Donahue already 8 points in the game. Here's Bowers lobbing it down inside to Meyer with a shot no good. Gets her own rebound and scores. Hey, good work, Hadley Meyer, the Lady Bobcat freshman. She scored the last four, and the Lady Bobcats are back up by eight again. Actually, they're up by nine. Here's a three-point shot for Houston. No good. And a rebound taken by Donahue. Donahue gave it out to Bowers. Just slow it down as we mark it into the front court. Bowers will take it to the left side of the floor. Hands it off to Larson. Coming out to meet her. They are running the offense from the wing. Bowers with it now. Over near the sideline. Now gives it to Pounders. Out at the left elbow. Pounders to Junior. Backs it out. Gives it back to Larson. Larson. Oh, they had Meyer open inside, didn't see her. Here's Bowers with it. Is it back to Larson? Larson, little power move into the lane, goes all the way up with a shot, no good. And a rebound taken by Houston. Here come the Lady Tigers on the run, down by nine. They need a bucket here. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a hold on Larson. Lady Tigers over there, number 20, is Zurich. Made a nice little crossover dribble. And Larson going to be called for the hold. She reached in there, trying to smack it away. 5:15 to go in the first half. Thayer up 22-13. Houston with the ball. Lady Tigers get it in. Feed it over on the right side. Three-point shot is up and no good by Zurich. And a rebound down to Thayer. Here comes Bowers on the run. Up the left side. Now back it out. And take it to the top of the key. Haley Larson will handle it there. She'll back it now. Houston will jump on it. Houston back to the man-to-man defense here. Bowers with it on the left side wing. Looking inside. Nobody getting open there. They are not getting a lot of movement away from the ball right now. Looks like Lady Bobcats a little winded out there. Now Katie Pounders with it on the wing. Got it to Meyer. Meyer, a little short jumper from the baseline. No good. And rebound taken by Houston. Lady Tigers controlling the boards here. They come up the floor with Smith. Smith all the way down the right side of the lane. Goes to the bucket for the lay-in. She missed it, but she was fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Number 20, Abby Bowers, gone for the foul. That'll be foul number one on the Lady Bobcat freshman. And team foul number seven. And the free throw line shooting two. First one is up and good. For Angie Smith, her third point of the game. Substitution now for Thayer as Callie Johnson checks back in. Houston making their first substitution of the night. Number three, Katie Jo Chips will check into the game. And number 14, Aliyah Walker will sit down. Second free throw attempt here for Angie Smith. It is up and good. Well, the sophomore has got four now for Houston. And the Thayer lead is 7, 22-15, with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer brings the ball up across the timeline, feeds it on the right side for Donahue. Donahue back out on top to Kelly Johnson. Johnson looking in the lane, nobody open. Takes the ball to the right side of the floor, now swings it back out on top for Bowers. Bowers on the left to Larson. Thayer lady Bobcats give it back to Bowers. Now to Johnson in the corner for three. It's good. Kelly Johnson hits the three-pointer, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats now almost force a turnover on the other end. We're going to get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That one's going to be on, oh, I'm sorry, it's against Houston. That'll be on Chips, who just checked in. So Houston threw it away, and then Chips called for the foul, trying to get it back. So Thayer up by 10 with the basketball, 3:55 to go in the first half. Bowers to the left side, gives it to Larson. Larson sees the lane to the bucket, pull up a little fadeaway jumper, no good from 10 feet. And rebound control by Houston. Here come the Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers down 10. They've only scored 2 points in the first 5.5 minutes, 4.5 minutes of this quarter. They've got it now on the offensive end. Feeding it across court, trying to go to Kreitz. Ball is tipped and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bobcat defense. Good play there by Callie Johnson. Substitution for Thayer. Larson checks out. And Audrey Harris checks in. Now Katie Pounder's back in, and Callie Johnson comes out. Callie with a big three to put her team up by 10. Houston with it now. Got it to Zurich. Zurich goes down to the left baseline. Her shot is partially blocked. Ball is loose and picked up by Maddie Donahue. And now Donahue is going to be fouled. And that'll be on Katie Jo Chips, and that'll be her second since he chipped into the ball game. 3:20 to go in the first half. Thayer with a 25-15 lead. Thayer scored 7 to Houston's 2 here in the second quarter. Scoring has slowed down a bit after an 18-13 Lady Bobcat lead at the end of 1. Lady Cats with it out front. Bowers getting a little clear out. Goes to the left side lane. Trying to bounce it down to Meyer. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. Hard pass to make right there on the bounce. And now Thayer going to apply a little bit of full court pressure. Harris extremely quick. Good off athlete in the backcourt. And Houston breaks the pressure. Got up to Kreitz. Little one-hander is no good in the lane. Rebound Meyer for Thayer. Gives it out to Katie Pounder. And with just under 3 minutes to go in a half, Thayer's got the ball back. Bowers brings it into the front court. Hands it off to Maddie Donahue. Donahue working top of the key. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Gets cut off. Spins back to the right. Going hard to the bucket. Puts up a shot. No good. But she's fouled. And she is so good at shooting on the move. And she draws a lot of contact. Foul is going to be on number 21. That is Angie Smith for Houston. First on Smith. And the 16th foul. Donahue going to the free throw line. Shoot the two-shot foul. First one rattles in and out. No good. Maddie, normally a very good free throw shooter. They are getting ready for another sub into the game. Abby Bowers going to get a little rest here as Madison Neldon checks in. So Neldon, Pounders, Meyer, Harris, and Donahue on the floor for Coach Denny Young and the Lady Bobcats. And the second shot is no good for Donahue, and the rebound off the hands of Houston and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Thayer up 10. 2:40 to go. They inbound it to Neldon for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Kreitz for Houston. He'll give it off, and here come the Lady Tigers. Needing a bucket. They haven't scored in a while. They got it down low. Now back outside. That is Chips with it. Dribble drive to the top of the key. Gives it up to Zurich for three. A long three-point shot. That is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Hadley Meyer got it for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They'll get it out to Pounders. Thayer coming into the front court. Pounders worked it to the right side. Now looking to go into the lane. Pulls up with a jumper. It is no good. And a rebound taken by Houston. Here come the Lady Tigers again. They'll push it. Zurich all the way up the left side. Pulls up. Slings it up at the bucket. It's good. Actually, that was Angie Smith. I'm sorry, number 21. Angie Smith with the bucket. And Houston back to within 8 with a minute 51 to go. Neldon brings the ball in the front court for Thayer. Looking for an outlet now. Gives it to Meyer at the high post. A little backdoor cut going to Donahue. And the ball goes off her hands and out of bounds. And Thayer getting subs back in there. Bowers, Larson, and Johnson check back in. Harris, Pounders, and Neldon will go to the Lady Bobcat bench with a minute 41 to go in the first half. Thayer up 8. Houston with a basketball. looking to get a bucket here, get a little closer. They feed on the left side to Smith. Smith trying to lob it inside. Ball is out of bounds off the hands of the Houston Tigers. Curtis tried to corral it and couldn't bring it in. So Thayer's got it back. Got the starters on the floor with a minute 29 to go in the first half, leading by 8. Bowers walks it into the front court. Lobs it now to Callie Johnson at the free throw line. Callie backs it back out to the top of the key, hands it back to Bowers. Bowers looking to make a move on the left side. Now brings it back to the right. Takes it down to the wing. She'll hand it off to Donahue. No, didn't. Now gives it to Hadley Meyer, cutting down the lane. Back out front to Johnson at the elbow. Now to Bowers. Bowers attacks the basket, pulls up with a jumper. That one is no good. Rebound taken by the Houston Tigers. That's a nice rebound right there by Zurich, number 20. Zurich gives it to Kreitz at the elbow. Hands it back outside and back around to Zurich. 48 seconds to go. Here's the give inside for Curtis. Thought about the shot. Gives it back out to Kreitz. Her first shot is up and good. Olivia Kreitz now has 6 points for the Houston Lady Tigers. And Houston back to within 6 here. 35 seconds to play in the first half. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Thayer High School gym tonight. Thayer with a basketball. Probably holding for the final shot. No, Larson got open in the lane. Pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Haley Larson on the board. All 5 Lady Bobcats have scored now. Thayer up by 8. 14 seconds to go. Houston got it to Kreitz. Kreitz attacks the basket. Is going to get fouled. This went up hard for the shot. Looked pretty clean up top, but Hadley Meyer got her with the body. And Meyer called for her first foul. Nobody for Thayer in any serious trouble. Johnson's got 2. Haven with 2. And Kreitz going to the free throw line. First one is up and good. Number 12, Olivia Kreitz, a sophomore. Leads Houston with 7 points in the game. We'll have all the scoring for you coming up during the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Stay tuned for that. And second free throw for Kreitz is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and off the hands of Thayer out of bounds. Bowers was battling with Angie Smith for the loose ball. And went off of Abby Bowers out of bounds. Now Houston will trigger it in. Unusual inbound play, but it works. They got it to Kreitz. Kreitz now over to Zurich. Zurich to the left side wing on the dribble. 4 seconds to go. Trying to dump it to Kreitz. Ball is stolen by Johnson. And Bowers from half court. This one won't count if it goes. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 27-20. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Houston Lady Tigers here in SCA conference play. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza and halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats have a lead here. We welcome you to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead Houston 27-20 is our score. Lady Bobcats led 18-13 at the end of one quarter of play as Maddie Donahue and Abby Bowers combined for all the Lady Bobcats points in the first quarter. And then Thayer Lady Bobcats outscoring Houston 9-7 to have the 7-point lead here at the end of the first half. Houston get a little balance scoring. Thayer's all five of their starters have scored the game, and again, the other three outside of Donahue and Bowers scored all their points in the second quarter. And for Coach Denny Young, I know that's been an issue. He likes to get balance scoring, and what coach doesn't? He doesn't want just one or two carrying the load. He likes to see everybody get in on the scoring, and really kind of designs this offense so that everybody can get involved offensively. And we got a big three-pointer by Callie Johnson, 2 points from Haley Larson there just before the half, and Hadley Meyer with a couple of buckets here tonight. And they're going to have to continue that good balanced scoring if the Lady Bobcats want to go ahead and win this game tonight here over a pretty good Houston Tiger team. Houston was 9-5 coming in. Thayer 7-4. Of course, Lady Bobcats 0-1 in SCA conference play, trying to get that first conference victory here tonight with the Houston Lady Tigers in town. More basketball coming up for you this week on the Ecom Sports Network. Tomorrow night we'll be in Alton as the Alton Comet boys and girls will take on the Couch Indians. First opportunity to get to see the Couch Indians and Lady Indians play this year. And we'll have the varsity girls and the varsity boys here for you on the radio tomorrow night. And then on Friday night, we'll be in Willow Springs, Mumford Gym, as the Thayer Bobcats and the Willow Springs Bears, two of the favorites to win an SCA title, will battle in the first SCA game of the year. And, folks, I expect that will be a war. That's a really good Willow Springs team. They are ranked, I believe, number 8 in Class 4, while the Thayer Bobcats are ranked number 1 in Class 3. So big, big battle coming up in the SCA on Friday night. We'll be at Mumford Gym to have that one for you here on K-Country 95. Are you listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report? We'll take a timeout. We'll be back. Take a look at your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And back here at the Athayer High School Gym, it is halftime of our game. Welcome to the Athayer Pizza and Halftime Report. Take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the Athayer Lady Bobcats, led by the freshman Abby Bowers. Bowers with 10 points in the first half. All of those, I believe, coming in that first quarter. Maddie Donahue with 8. All of those coming in the first quarter. Callie Johnson hit a 3 tonight, 2 for Haley Larson, and 4 for Hadley Meyer. Well, the Houston Lady Tigers are led by their sophomore, Olivia Kreitz. She has 7 in the first half, 6 points for Angie Smith, 5 for Carly Curtis, and 2 for Hannah Zurich. And that's all the scoring for the Houston Lady Tigers. Both teams made their way back out onto the court. We're getting ready for the second half as the Athayer Lady Bobcats tangle with the Houston Lady Tigers here tonight at the Athayer High School Gym. We're going to take another timeout. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' 4 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And we're back, ready to get underway here in the second half. Thank you for joining us on the Athayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Stay tuned for the post-game show after tonight's game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains will be naming the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Lady Bobcat Player of the Game. Here we go. Houston opened up the second half with the basketball. Both teams with the starters back out on the floor. That'll be Kreitz, Walker, Zurich, Smith, and Curtis for Houston. They've got it on the offensive end. They're going to pounce it down inside. We're going to get a foul called immediately on the Athayer Lady Bobcats. Hadley Meyer had a hand in the back of number 20 Zurich as she caught the pass down the low blocks, and she'd whistle immediately for the foul. Houston now triggering it in. Got the ball into Zurich on the right side wing. Larson jumps out on her. Athayer back playing that 1-3-1 matchup. Houston swings it on the left side. Now down in the corner for Curtis. Curtis dumps it to Kreitz. Little one dribble. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Donahue for Athayer. I'm sorry, that's Callie Johnson. She throws it up the court to Donahue. Donahue stepping to the bucket, has her sharp shot partially blocked and goes out of bounds. And it'll be off the hands of Houston. It'll be Athayer Lady Bobcat ball here with 7:27 to go in the third quarter. Just underway, Athayer up 27-7. Chance to make it a 9-point game here. Inbound to Bowers, out to Larson, now back to Bowers. Bowers going to Meyer, wide open at the elbow. Jumper rattles in and out, no good. And a rebound taken by Houston. Athayer got exactly what they wanted. Meyer just didn't quite get it to drop. That's a good offensive set there for Athayer. Here's Houston on the other end going down inside to Kreitz, who scores. Young lady shoots a little baby hook shot. Got it up over the defense and bounced it in off the backboard, and Houston backed within 5. Athayer with the ball. A feed up to Bowers, wide open from the three-point line, going all the way to basket, and gets fouled on the drive. And that'll be on number 33. That is Carly Curtis, the junior. Picks up her first of the game. Non-shooting foul, and Thayer will inbound the ball down along the baseline. Donahue triggers it into Bauer. Steps into a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound comes off long. It's going to belong to Houston as the ball trickles out of bounds. Down in the left corner, it's the Lady Tigers. Back within five, trying to make it a three-point game here. Lady Bobcats have opened up cold to start the second half. That's never where you want to open up cold. Houston has scored the only bucket of the half so far. Here's a pass out front, deflected by Bowers, but run down by Walker for Houston. She swings it on the right side for Zurich. Smith got it now top of the key. Got to feed it inside to Kreitz. Ball poked away by the defense. Picked up by Houston. Now three-point shot top of the key is good for Angie Smith for the Houston Lady Tigers. First made three-pointer of the game for Houston. It pulls the Lady Tigers to within two at 27-25. Lady Tigers on a 5-0 run to start this third quarter. Thayer with a bag pass. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Larson. Ducks under the defense and scores. Haley Larson with a good play there. And here's Houston breaks the press on the other end and gets a layup for Aliyah Walker. Her first 2 points of the game. 29-27. Thayer with it. Bowers gives it off to Callie Johnson. Callie takes it out front. Bounces it to Meyer. Meyer looking in the lane. Nobody open. Holds it top of the key. Now Kreitz knocks it away from her. Loose on the floor. We get a whistle and a held ball. And a possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Here in the first 2 minutes and 20 seconds of the second half, Houston has pulled within two. Thayer making a substitution. Katie Pounders checks in. Hadley Meyer will come out. Coach Denny Young won't have a word with his young freshman post player. Thayer inbounds the basketball. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Thayer has yet, well, they scored the 2 points by Larson. She got it back. Looking to attack the basket. Wraparound pass to Donahue. Down under the bucket. She puts it up and in. 10 points now for Donahue. Houston breaks the full court pressure again to Kreitz. Her little hook shot is up and in. Olivia Kreitz has scored 4 in the quarter. She's got 11. Houston Thayer battling it out here. Here's the give to Callie Johnson, top of the key. Callie back out to Bowers. Bowers works on the defense, moves off a screen. They get a good switch. Give the ball off now to Larson. Larson to the top of the key, moves off a screen. Lobs it down inside to Bowers, steps around the defense and scores. Abby Bowers now with 12. Thayer back up by 4. Houston with it, trying to lob it inside. Ball deflected by Bowers, and she steals it. Bowers coming the other way. Pulls up on the wing, waits for the rest of her teammates. Gives the ball out to Donahue on top. Donahue to the elbow, powering it to the lane. Little underhanded hook shot, no good. Rebound, Pounders back up. She gets fouled. She'll go to the line, shoot two for Thayer. Shot was no good. Fouls on number 21, Angie Smith. That'll be her second personal foul of the night on Smith. And Katie Pounders going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, looking to put a point or two on the board. Thayer up by 4. Big free throws here. Puts in a 5-point game. Katie Pounders gets on the board. First bench player to score tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Coach Denny Young has used 8 in the ball game tonight. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound taken by Bowers for Thayer. Brings it back out front to Callie Johnson. She gets tied up by Walker and the ball belongs to Houston. Houston Lady Tigers will have it on the alternating possession rule. 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Thayer up 5, Houston with the basketball. Left side, Houston with it on the wing. They're bringing out the top of the key for Angie Smith. Instead of jumper, she'll fire another three. That one is off the rim, no good. The rebound taken by Katie Pounders for Thayer. Got the ball over to Bauer. Dabby looking up ahead, nobody open. She'll bring it into the front court on the dribble. 4 minutes to go in the third. Thayer with a 5-point lead. Bowers still with it. Goes down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Now Johnson for 3. It's good. Kelly Johnson with a 3-pointer. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. And that makes it an 8-point Lady Bobcat lead. 37-29. Houston with it. Back out front. Ball almost stolen by Larson. Now Bowers picks it up. Feeds out to Larson for the left-hand layup. She scores it. Larson and the Lady Bobcats in a flurry have scored the last 8 points. They lead it now by 10. And another steal by Bowers. Thayer's got the ball back. 3:33 to go in the third. Lady Bobcats out to Bowers on top. Makes a move down the left side of the lane all the way to bucket and count it. The freshman's got 14. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now 41-29. Houston with the ball. Houston careless last couple of times they've had it. They get over to Walker. Walker going to the rack. Misses the shot. Rebound. Controlled by Larson for Thayer. Wanted to go in a hurry, but Thayer a little bit slow getting back. Now they do. Ball goes to Bowers on the left side, trying to drive the baseline. Houston cuts her off. Passes it inside to Donahue across the lane. Throws up a shot. No good. Line of contact, no foul. Houston with a rebound. Coming the other way. Behind the back with a pass to Curtis. Curtis' layup is blocked. And a foul going to be called. That'll be on Katie Pounders of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Pounders call for her first foul of the game. Curtis will go to the free throw line. What a pass there behind the back by Hannah Zurich. First free throw for Curtis is up off the rim. No good. Substitution now for Houston. Number three checking in. That is Katie Jo Chips. Also number five, it looks like, getting ready to check in for the Lady Tigers. Second free throw for Curtis is good. And number five, that is someone not listed in the program. Not even on the JV side. So we'll try and find out who that is. So Houston with the free throw. Cuts the lead back to 11, 41-30. Thayer with the basketball, 2:43 to go in the third. Bowers trying to go inside to Larson on a backdoor cut. And Larson couldn't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. Good idea. Lady Bobcats just couldn't quite control it. Now Thayer, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Chips with the ball for Houston. She'll give it up to Zurich. Zurich, dribble drive. Got it to Smith. Smith going all the way to the basket. Couldn't hit the shot. And a rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're going to get a foul on Houston. Foul's on number five. Young lady, we don't know who she is. Might be Maddie Riley. Ever listed at number four. Sometimes that is just a slight change. Anyway, number five picked up the foul, her first third team foul on Houston in the second half. 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up by 11. Lady Bobcats running the offense. Right side to Larson. Larson handles it on the wing. Feeds it out to Bowers. Bowers going to the cutter in the lane. That's Donahue. Stops, fakes, dribbles one time. Shoots, no good. And rebound taken by the Lady Tigers. Houston with it. And here they come. Number 21, Smith. Feeds it up on the left side to Chip. Chips back out to Smith. To Chips. Fakes to three. Swings it across court. Walker's got it. Looking to penetrate into the lane. Kicks it back outside to Chips. Fires a three ball. That one's off the rim. No good. And Donahue yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Then threw it away. Houston got it back. And Chips throws it away. Bowers with the interception for Thayer. The Lady Bobcats dodge a bullet there twice. Houston's got it. Or Thayer's got it back up by 11. Bowers to the right side. Gives it down to Callie Johnson in the corner. Johnson has it poked away and a foul going to be called on Houston. That'll be on number five who just checked in. Picks up her second foul. Thayer will inbound the basketball on the far side. That is the fourth team foul on the Lady Tigers here in the third quarter. Minute 26 to go in the period. Inbound play for Thayer goes to Bowers. She'll give it off to Katie Pounders. Pounders taking it out top. Looking to penetrate. Goes all the way into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Johnson back up and in and a foul. Callie Johnson working hard for the offensive rebound. Put it back up and in. And the senior's got eight in the game. She'll shoot for number nine. And now substitution Thayer. Hadley Myers checking back in the game. Maddie Donahue, you're going to get a little rest here for the final minute 12 of the third quarter. Lady Bobcats going to need her in the fourth. She'll be able to get some fresh legs and not risk getting another foul. And the free throw here for Callie Johnson trying to complete the three-point play is good for the senior. 9 points now for Callie. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 14 with a minute 10 to go in the third. Houston with the ball out front. Smith feeds it out to Chips on the wing. Chips going to the high post to Kreitz. Kreitz down the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Myers, and then Myers going to get pushed from behind. And that'll be on number 12. That is Kreitz. Kreitz, I think, a little bit frustrated she didn't hit the shot. A little frustration foul there. Picks up her second foul. And we're down under a minute to go down to third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats up by 14 with the basketball. Been a good quarter for Thayer, who led it 27-20. Here Johnson going in the lane. A lot of contact. Gets knocked down. No foul call. Excuse me. Ball loose on the floor. Finally, a hell ball is whistled by the officials. And the loose ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the alternating possession. 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. They're inbounds to Bowers on the wing. Got it in the corner to Johnson. Kelly dumping it down inside to Pounders, who scores the bucket. Katie Pounders with her first field goal. She's got 3 points in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats up by 16. Three-point shot for Houston's good. Katie Jo Chips hits a three. That cuts into the lead. They are now going to slow it down, hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Houston comes out, guarding on Larson, and now Chip stole it from her. Chip with a steal will drive for the layup. Thayer will inbound it here. Got it up to Larson. Larson half court to Johnson for a long shot. No good. That's the end of three quarters of the play. Houston finishes on a 5-0 fury, and the Thayer Lady Bobcat lead is now 11, 46-35. At the end of three, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats outscored Houston 19-15 in that second quarter. After Houston scored the first 5 points, Thayer went on a big run, and then Houston closed with a 5-0 run to end up the third quarter. Thayer with the ball to start the fourth with a 11-point lead, 46-35. Lady Bobcats work it to Donahue at the elbow. Donahue, one dribble, going to the rack hard. Shot is blocked, and here comes Houston with the basketball. That was a nice play there by Zurich. Zurich up the floor, got it to Kreitz in the lane. Short running one-hander, no good. Rebound, Donahue loses it on the floor, and a held ball is going to be called here. Coach Denny Young, I think, wants to talk to the official about how that wasn't a foul. Anyway, Thayer will be on the defensive here. Houston will inbound it down under the bucket. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Swings out to Chips in the corner for three, and it's good! Katie Jo Chips off the bench with 10 points for Houston. Chips with 10 off the bench. He's hit 2 3-pointers, and Houston back to within 8 with that bucket. Thayer with the basketball. In the corner, Larson for 3. It's off the back rim, no good. Rebound taken by Kreitz Zurich. Long pass up the floor to Walker. Walker with a wild shot, no good. And rebound is going to be a held ball again. And the hell ball belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And now Hadley Meyer checks back in the game. Katie Pounders will check out. Katie gave Coach Denny Young some good minutes in there. And he got the freshman back out on the floor just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Thayer with the 8-point lead. They've led by as many as 16 here in the second half. Lady Bobcats with it. Right side to Donahue. Looking inside. Nobody open. Kicked it out top for Johnson. Trying to lob it down to Meyer. Meyer makes the catch and scores. Hadley Meyer with 6 on the line. Good balance scoring by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. All 5 starters with at least 6 in the game. Here's a give for Houston. Got it down inside. A little short jumper is up and no good for Smith. And Thayer controls the rebound. Abby Byers takes it up the right sideline. Swings it on the left side to Larson. Squares up a 3. That one's off the front rim. Once, twice, no good. Rebound is going to be a hell ball as Meyer battling with Kreitz in there for it. And the possession belongs to Houston on the alternating possession. 6:18 to play in the game. Thayer up by 10. 48-38, Houston with the ball. Well, I'd jump somebody out there on that Katie Jo Chips, number 3. She had been deadly from the three-point line, hitting 2 since she came in the game. She'd got it now at the three-point line and trying to throw it the other side, threw it away. Tried to throw it over to Walker, and Walker had vacated the premises. Now Houston with a substitution. Number 33, Carly Curtis back in the ballgame for Coach Lindsey Vermillion and her Houston Lady Tigers. Houston coming out man-to-man, picking up at midcourt. Larson going all the way to the bucket. Has the ball poked away and out of bounds by Chips. So Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. That'll be Donahue to trigger. Wings it into Bowers. Bowers, shot partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Meyer. Meyer kicks it back out to Larson. Larson down in the corner, back to Bowers. Bowers moved to the elbow. Free throw line jumper is up. No, but she's fouled. She'll go line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 21. That is Smith, Angie Smith for Houston. Her third of the game. First player in the game with three fouls. And Abby Bowers going to the free throw line. Lady Bobcat freshman has scored 14 tonight. Leads all scorers in the game, and the free throw bounces off the back rim, no good. Not much rotation on that ball. Little flick of the wrist, make that thing go in. That one's up and looks better than it is. It's good. So Bowers now with 15, leads all scorers on the night. And the Lady Bobcat lead is back to 11 with 5:45 to go in the ball game. Houston with it on the offensive end, got over to Chips. Chips going to Curtis. Curtis back out to Chips, thought about the three. Now Jimble drives inside and bounces it off the Lady Bobcat leg and out of bounds. Houston will inbound down under the bucket with 5:36 to go. Our game tonight brought to you in part by FNBC Community Bankers, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil. Houston inbounds, got it out to Smith for three, and it's good. Angie Smith with her second three-pointer of the game. And Houston back to within eight with that bucket. Lady Bobcats need to counter here. Bowers out top, works it to the left side of the lane for Thayer. Gives it to Larson. Larson takes it back to the left side, gives it to Bowers. Bowers on the wing, look at the cutter in the lane. That's Donahue, short jumper, no good. Rebound up, the hands of Houston out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bobcat ball. Donahue inbound it. Got it to Johnson in the corner. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound comes out long. Larson's got it. Her shot is blocked. And the Houston Lady Tigers come back the other way, down by eight. Kreitz going all the way to the rim, misses the shot. And the rebound taken by Callie Johnson for Thayer. Callie running up the other way. We're going to get a whistle and timeout call by Coach Denny Young. 4:52 to go in the game. Lady Bobcats lead at 49-41. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Well, pizza sounds good right about now from the Thayer Pizza Inn, doesn't it? You can call now to probably have it to you by the end of the ball game. 4:52 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by eight. Lady Bobcats call that timeout. Coach Denny Young wanted to set something up. His team struggling to score here in the fourth quarter. Here's Larson out front. Moves away from the defense. Gives over to Bowers. Bowers works it up to the right side wing. Back out to Callie Johnson now. Callie holds it out top. Thayer can afford to run a little clock with the 8-point lead. 4.5 minutes to go. Bowers with it now. Right back to Johnson on the right side. Way up between the top of the key and half court. Now Johnson going to the inside the lane. Lost the handle on the dribble. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Callie Johnson. Johnson got into the lane and then don't know if it hit her foot or what, but went out of bounds. It'll be Thayer or Houston Lady Tiger ball after the turnover. Houston with it. Got up to Chips. Chips bouncing it down low to Kreitz. Lady Bobcats jump on her. Gives it back out to Chips, who's hit a couple of threes. Now here's Walker. Walker on the right side. A little dribble drive into the lane. Feeds it back out to Kreitz. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Hadley Meyer for Thayer. Meyer's got a boatload of rebounds tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball back. They'll take their time as we are now midway through the fourth quarter. Thayer brings in the front court. Larson's got it. Out between the circles. Spins off a screen. Still handles on top. Looking for the outlet. Bounces it over to Bowers. With 3:40 to go. Now down inside. Nice pass to Meyer with a spin move and scores. Hadley Meyer really starting to get comfortable playing the varsity, playing at varsity speed. She's got 8 points now in the game. As the Thayer Lady Bobcat can continue to mature a little bit with every game we see him play. Houston with the ball. Got it down in the left corner to Zurich. Long cross-court pass taken by Walker. Going in the lane. Shot blocked by Meyer. And then Houston throws it away. Meyer had the shot blocked. And then she caught it. And I think she thought there was going to be a foul call. And she just threw it out of bounds. But there was no foul call. They called it a clean block. So here we come. Thayer Lady Bobcats up by 10 with the ball. Bowers brings it into the front court. Hands it off to Larson. Larson trying to bounce it inside to Callie Johnson. Ball stolen by Chips. Chips hands it off to Zurich. Zurich up to the right side to Walker for three, and it's good. Walker hits her first three-pointer of the night. Houston using the long ball to stay in this thing. 51-44. Thayer Lady Bobcat lead back to seven. Here goes Bowers attacking the basket, and she's going to get fouled on the drive. Couldn't complete the shot. But Bowers, good aggressive move. She saw a lane to the bucket, and she took it. Fouls on Aaliyah Walker will be her second. And a two-shot foul for Abby Bowers. Bowers with the first one up, and good. Bowers now with 16 on the night to lead all scorers. Houston's led by Angie Smith with 12. Olivia Kreitz has got 11. And 10 for Katie Chips off the bench. Second free throw is up and good for Bowers. Bowers now with 17, and the Thayer Lady Bobcat lead is back to 9. Now it's going to be Houston basketball. I don't know what. Maddie Donahue jumped out and tried to throw it in bounds. He thought it was Thayer ball. Nope, Thayer was shooting the free throws, Maddie. Houston comes the other way with a basketball. Chips. Has it in the wing. Gives it outside. Now to Zurich. Zurich free throw line with a jumper. No good. Rebound Donahue. She gets tied up, and the held ball belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Houston. Now they're going to pull off the full court pressure here. Not going to play. I thought they might go to a press here with 2.5 minutes to go, down by 9. 53-44 is our score. Thayer with a 9-point lead in the basketball. Bowers takes their time bringing it into the front court. Gives off to Callie Johnson. Johnson works it to the right side, looking for a screen, gets one, hands the ball back to Larson. Larson faked the drive to the bucket, pulls it back out front. 2:12 to go in the game. Larson on the dribble, on the left side, feeds it now to Bowers. Bowers goes to the high post to Meyer. Meyer looking for an outlet, got it to Johnson. 2 minutes to go now in the game. Thayer manages to take 30 seconds off the clock on this possession. Now Johnson gets tied up on the sideline, get rid of the ball to Donahue. Donahue dropped it. Now to get away. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on who? I think they're going to call that on Donahue. Donahue trying to clear out some space, and the ball hit the Houston Lady Tiger player in the head. But you're allowed to do that. There wasn't anything malicious. You didn't step into her or anything. And I think the other official comes over, and they're going to talk this one over. Yeah, this official's called a foul on that. There was no foul. She still had her elbows bent. She didn't extend the ball. She had her elbows bent and just spun around with the ball and hit the other player in the head. That's not a foul. And the official trying to convince Denny Young, and he's not having it. Now they're going to call her for a technical. Wow, she didn't extend the ball. She had her elbows bent. That's a bad call. So a technical foul called on Maddie Donahue. Hey, Donahue's second foul of the game, and Houston shooting free throws. First one is up and good for Zurich. Her third point of the game, looking for her fourth here. And that one is good. And it'll be Houston ball. Donahue's got to come out of the game after being called for the technical. She'll go back in on the next whistle. Coach Denny Young trying to tell her, I guess, what the official said she did wrong, but never saw that called a technical foul. It wasn't intentional. She just spun with the ball and it hit her in the head. Here's Houston with the ball. Down by 7, 53-46. Shifts with it. Gives it in the right corner for Zurich. Zurich trying to drive the baseline and stepped out of bounds. Oh, they're going to get a foul on Hadley Meyer. Meyer going to be called for the block. Tried to cut off the baseline. Must have got there a little bit late. Meyer called for her third foul. Comes with a minute 40 to play in the game. Houston to trigger it in. And it'll be Smith on the trigger. Brings it out front to Kreitz at the free throw line. Jumper is up and good. Kreitz makes it a five-point game. 53-48. Minute and a half to go. Thayer Lady Bobcats need a bucket. Thayer's only scored 7 points in this quarter after 19 in the third. And here's a whistle going to be called on Houston trying to get a steal out front. Callie Johnson made the catch and got knocked to the ground by number 33, Carly Curtis. Will be her second foul. And Callie Johnson goes to the free throw line. Now Maddie Donahue checks back into the game. Katie Pounders comes out. Minute 24 to go. In the game, Thayer up by 5. Big couple of free throws here for Callie Johnson. First one is up and good. Callie shooting the 1-1. That was the 9th team foul on Houston. Thayer's been called with a 4. Another free throw for Johnson, looking for her 11th point of the game. This one is up, and it's good. Great free throw form for Callie Johnson. Here comes Houston, down by 7. Got to get in a bit of a hurry. Got it to Chips. Chips looking for the outlet, trying to throw it in the lane. Ball poked away from Curtis. She gets it back, feeds it back outside for Zurich for 3. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound. Curtis, she goes up with a shot. It's blocked. But a foul going to be called, and that one was. Meyer didn't keep the hand straight up. She came down with him, and anytime you come down with him, it's going to be a foul. And that'll be the 4th foul on Hadley Meyer tonight. Comes with a minute 9 to play in the game. Number 33, Carly Curtis going to the free throw line. She will shoot 2. First one is up and good. Got the bounce in. Carly Curtis, the junior, with 6 points. These are both pretty young basketball teams. Houston with only 1 senior. And the second free throw for Curtis is good. She's just a junior. And now Houston with a little bit of full court pressure. Lady Bobcats trying to handle it in the backcourt. Got the ball over to Johnson. Minute 3 to go as Thayer crosses the timeline. Johnson with it. He's off to Maddie Donahue. Donahue dropped it. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Houston Lady Tigers. Down by 5 with 55 seconds to play. Donahue, nobody to blame but herself on that turnover. She had the ball, and she just flat out dropped it. Houston comes the other way with the ball. On the right side to Chips. Chips out front to Zurich. Back to Chips. Bounces it to Kreitz. She moves one dribble, pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Young lady can play. 15 for Kreitz. Thayer's lead is now 3 with 39 seconds to go. Johnson dribble drives up through everybody and is going to get fouled at midcourt. Foul will be on number 21. That is Angie Smith. That'll be her 4th of the game. And at the free throw line, trying to put her team back up by 2 possessions, will be Callie Johnson. Johnson, 3 for 3 from the charity stripe so far tonight. First one is up for the senior. That one is too long, no good. Too much arm, not enough wrist on that one. Shot a line drive up there. Gotta take a deep breath and relax. And Callie, very good free throw shooter, looking for a 12 point a game. That one is no good, but Meyer got the rebound for Thayer, puts it back up and in. And here's Bowers with a steal. She scores! Abby Bowers came out of nowhere to steal it, and Houston wants a timeout. The freshman scored buckets on consecutive plays. Hadley Meyer with the offensive rebound off the missed free throw. And then Bowers stole the inbound pass and laid it up and in. And Coach Vermillion called the timeout for Houston. 28 seconds to play in the game. Thayer up by 7. 59-52 is our score. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer. Along with the Thayer Pizza Inn. Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains. Don't forget after the ball game, the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains post-game report. And we'll be naming the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Thayer Lady Bobcat Player of the Game. Lady Bobcats tonight, good balance scoring. 4 players in double figures. Haley Larson with 6 and Katie Pounders with 3. They are led by Abby Bowers with 19, 11 for Johnson, 10 for Meyer, and 10 for Donahue. So Houston with 28 seconds to go, down by 7. Got to bring it the length of the floor. And they do get it out to half court before they touch it. Zurich with a nice play. Zurich got the ball over to Chips. Chips down in the corner to Curtis. Back out to Chips. Chips fires a long three-point shot. That is no good. Rebound taken by Houston. Wild shot back up, no good. And Kelly Johnson down with the rebound for Thayer. Got it over to Bowers. Back to Johnson. And she gets pushed to the ground. It'll be a two-shot foul. Team foul number 11 on Houston. Fouls on number 21. That is Angie Smith, and that'll be her fifth of the game. Oh, they called it on number 20. I'm sorry, Zurich. That'll be the second on Zurich. LA Coach Denny Young wants to know how that wasn't an intentional foul. Callie Johnson at the line. She'll shoot two. First one is up and no good. Just fell off the right side of the rim. 9 seconds to play now. Fair Lady Bobcats are going to improve to 1-1 in SCA conference play. Coach Denny Young calls his young ladies off the free throw line. Fair will just let Houston come down and score on this next possession. Johnson hits the free throw. She's got 12 in the game. Here comes Houston. Fair meets them in half court. Going to the line is Zurich. Zurich feeds it outside. Long three-point shot is good by Smith. And there's the buzzer to end the ball game. 60-55, the Thayer Lady Bobcats have held off the Houston Lady Tigers tonight and improved to 1-1 in SCA conference play. And the Lady Bobcats go to 8-4 overall on the year. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Shelter Insurance and Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
And we're back after the ball game. Welcome to the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains Thayer Lady Bobcat postgame report. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the victory tonight. They improved to 8-4 and will go to 1-1 in SCA conference play as the Lady Bobcats win it tonight. 60-55 is your finalist. Kind of review. Thayer was out to an 18-13 first quarter lead. Lady Bobcats opened the game in pretty good shape. Then they led 27-20 at the end of the first half as Thayer outscored Houston 9-7 in the second quarter. In the third quarter, Lady Bobcats started ice cold, but boy, they picked up the pace and they outscored Houston 19-15 in that third quarter, only to see Houston come back and outscore Thayer 20-14 in the fourth quarter. But the Lady Bobcats had enough. They hang on for the victory tonight and they win it 60-55. Lady Bobcats were led in scoring by Abby Bowers. The freshman had 19 in the game as four Thayer Lady Bobcats scored in double figures. 12 for the senior, Callie Johnson, tonight. 10 for the junior, Maddie Donahue. And 10 for the freshman, Hadley Meyer. And she had a big bucket at the end of the game. 6 points for Haley Larson tonight. And 3 for Katie Pounder. For the Houston Lady Tigers, they were led by Olivia Kreitz and Angie Smith. They both scored 15. 10 for Katie Jo Chips off the bench. 5 points for Aliyah Walker. 4 for Hannah Zurich. And 7 for Carly Curtis. And again, Houston will drop to 9-6 on the year. Thayer Lady Bobcats improve to 8-4. right, so hope you've enjoyed the game tonight. We'll be right back on the air with more basketball for you tomorrow night. We'll be at the Alton High School Gym as the Alton Comet boys and girls will tangle with the Couch Indians. And we'll have times on those games for you tomorrow. And then on Friday night, we'll follow the Thayer Bobcats as they go up to Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. That'll be our third trip to Mumford Gym this year. And the Bobcats will take on the Willow Springs Bears in their season opener in the SCA conference play. And that is a big one for this season opener. Two of the teams picked the top of the SCA for this year. Right, we're going to take one more break. We'll come back and we'll name the Thayer Lady Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grewball Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back. Time to name the Thayer Lady Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And, you know, we tend to go with the leading scorers in these kinds of situations. Abby Bowers had 19 points in the game and had a steal right at the end to really kind of seal the victory. And I'm going to give an honorable mention to the other freshman, Hadley Meyer. Hadley with a big offensive rebound off a missed free throw and back up and in. And then Bowers then stole the inbound pass and scored. So the two freshmen combined to those final 4 points that put this game away. And Hadley Meyer continues to impress every night out. She's getting a little more comfortable. I mentioned it during the game. A little more comfortable playing with the varsity, playing at the varsity speed, and just learning more and more. So Abby Bowers, our player of the game number one, and Hadley Meyer, our player of the game number two, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the game. Hope you'll join us tomorrow as we've got more basketball here on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll have the Alton Comets and the Lady Comets as they travel to, well, actually, they'll be at home to take on the Couch Lady Indians and Indian Boys. And I'll have that one for you tomorrow night. All right, Lady Bobcat basketball tonight has been brought to you by FMBC Community Bankers, State Farm Insurance, got Cecil and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, and Knoxville Orthopedic in Mountain Home and West Plains. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats with the win tonight, 60-55 over the Houston Tigers. For Mike Robertson back in the studio, I'm Redbone Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.